The first day of the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention kicked off in Anchorage today, featuring protests and a high-level apology. Alaska Public Media's Abby Collins has more.
Valerie Nararalek-Davidson was already set to be the keynote speaker, but the speech took on even more importance after the surprise announcement Tuesday that she'd been sworn in as lieutenant governor, amid Byron Malott's sudden resignation over, quote, inappropriate comments, something Davidson referred to in her speech.
So let's acknowledge where we are. Just 2 days ago, our world shifted. And I want you to know that Alaskans deserve the highest standard of conduct by their elected officials. Respect for women and the dignity of all Alaskans is our responsibility.
The address was broad and personal, touching on the administration's expansion of Medicaid, Davidson's own struggles with childhood trauma, and the importance of the tribal compact the state announced last year. Over and over again, Davidson said the current administration's policies have significantly elevated the role of Alaska Natives in guiding state policy.
We invited more people to the conversation and recognized that listening is more productive than litigation.
Soon after came an address by Walker himself. He, too, referred to the week's resignation, calling Malott a brother and soulmate who had taken responsibility for a mistake. Though Walker never overtly focused on the dynamics of his reelection campaign, which currently favor his Republican opponent, he did allude to it briefly.
You know, this may be the last time I address you formally. I recognize that.
With that, Walker primed the audience for a big announcement, and for a minute, it seemed like the room was holding its breath. But it wasn't a campaign revelation. Instead, it was a formal apology to Alaska Natives for the wrongs they have endured from the state.
As the 11th governor of the state of Alaska, I apologize to you, Alaska's First People, for the wrongs that you have endured for generations. For being forced into boarding schools, I apologize. For forced to abandon your native language and adopt a foreign one, I apologize. For erasing your history, I apologize. For the generational and historical trauma you have suffered, I apologize. This apology is long overdue. It is but one step in hundreds more to go on this journey towards truth, reconciliation, and healing.
Walker also thanked the Federation for embracing him during his term as governor. Two blocks away from the convention stage, demonstrators gathered for a rally focused on defending Indigenous women and protecting the environment. Quanah Chasing Horse Potts called for an end to violence.
For far too long, women, our Indigenous women, our lands and our waters have been traumatized and victimized.
The rally was organized by Defend the Sacred AK and brought together a patchwork of groups focused on wildlife conservation, subsistence rights, as well as domestic violence and sexual assault prevention. Well over 100 people gathered outside the Performing Arts Center in downtown Anchorage. AFN continues through Saturday, with remarks from gubernatorial candidates and Alaska's congressional delegation in the days ahead. With help from Zachariah Hughes and Andrew Kitchman, in Anchorage, I'm Abby Collins.